The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we are here this morning with my friend, Todd St. Orr's from Gulf Coast Air Care. And he requested that Stevie Wonder song this morning. Oh, is there a method to your madness, or you just wanted to hear the groove?
I've been in music mode. Well, it's April now, but March is like Swanee music, and then we went to Lakeland, and I went and saw the Steel Drivers recently at Vinyl, and
I'm
a music guy, and
me too.
One just kind of gets me going.
Me too. Okay, well, we are in the groove. We were just talking about the Crawfish Festival, and now we're talking about Gulf Coast Air Care.
Oh, my God, Crawfish, too. Yeah, that's coming up.
That's coming up.
So I have a 64 Ford Fairlane that my dad bought brand new.
You mentioned that last time.
So I'm taking it to the car show for the Cops Cruise and Crawfish out at Five Flags Speedway on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that?
So I'm going to get in some crawfish. We're going to get in a little... support for local law enforcement, and it's a great car show. I went last year.
So it's at Five Flags Speedway.
Yeah,
what time is it?
10 to 2
on
Saturday.
Is it free or open to the public?
Yeah, it is. It's free. Yeah.
Cool. So we'll get to see your dad's 64.
Oh, my God. Stan 64 is a beautiful frame-off, full restoration. I drove this car in high school.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's cool. So, wow. And I'm excited about – I got another friend of mine coming, bringing an old, he's got an old Mustang, and we're going to eat some crawfish and talk to people about cars. And
you're in bliss, right? Heaven. It's going to be 75, cool, breezy. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
How fun. So speaking of weather, cool and breezy.
Comfort, I think, is the word of the day, word of the month.
As soon as Todd walked in, I said, I don't know what to put my thermostat on. We talked about this last time, and I think it was, 47 the other morning, and then you get up to 75 or 8. I don't know, heat, cold. Help me out here. What do we do?
You just got to go with how you feel. I camped last month. I camped last week because we went to the Lakeland, Florida Sun and Fun, which is a giant 4 or 5 day air show.
Oh, fun.
Saw the Blue Angels fly twice and all the old warbirds and all that. But so we roasted down there, and then I get home. It's like I'm digging the jackets back out again. So
I've got my sweater on this morning, which is a little cool.
Yeah, I think layer up because we'll get those thermostats, and this is definitely part of the comfort factor. I read something online yesterday. It's like, welcome to the Weather Central Pensacola. It's winter in the morning. It's beautiful in the midday. And it's summer in the afternoon. Pick your point, So it's kind of that way.
In managing, because I worry about energy and my energy bill and all that kind of stuff. So do you have some recommendations on what to do as far? Because some people say, we'll just leave your doors open. And that's fine.
Right.
But if you don't, what do you recommend?
Yeah, you know what? It's hard right now with windows because you're getting that pollen and, the stuff.
That's
why
I can't
do that. Azaleas are all in bloom and
the
you're getting some of that
in.
Yellow stuff from the pine. I haven't seen that heavy yet, but it's out there.
Oh, it's out there. So I'm in a car every morning.
Some thermostats you got hot or cool.
Right.
Other thermostats you got auto, and you set a temperature and it'll do whatever it needs to do to get to hot to cool.
Mine's not that sophisticated.
Right, right.
I make a choice every morning.
and what happens is if you pick heat in the morning, then you're going to have everything dry. The coil's dry, the duct's dry, everything's dry. And then when you go to air conditioning, you start pulling that moisture out to get the house comfortable, and then the coil gets wet. Well, if that coil's not clean, if there's a little biofilm or something on there, if it hadn't had any attention yet, because we're not really to summer yet. We're prepping for that.
Right.
You get this musty kind of, sour laundry, wet towel, wet dog, whatever, So I went to the Wahoos last night, and it was dog night. It was, I say mutt night, but there was a bunch of beautiful dogs there. It's the first time they've been back to the stadium this season.
Mm-hmm.
The Wahoos are 4-0, by the way.
I know.
And the dogs didn't know how to act. So they're like, going crazy. So, the wet dog smell, there was no rain, so the wet dog smell is kind of, dirty sock syndrome is another term that's used, and that's happening because you're going from heat to off to cool or heat directly to cool, you know, later in the day, and the coil's dry, and then it's wet, and then it's dry again, and it's wet again. We'll be through this in another week or two, but we always get calls this time of year, also in like in October, November, depending on weather patterns. You know, people just say, man, we're getting this weird odor coming out of the house.
Right.
And so the ultraviolet light will cure that, but you need to have everything clean. So the ultraviolet light kills that biofilm. As long as that coil's clean, you're getting good energy efficiency, and you'll have that wonderful comfort that we're talking about. And then, of course, the duct system is kind of, that's where we focus. That's our strength. We've been doing this 31 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
And all that duct is typically in most houses out of sight, out of mind. It's up in the attic.
I never look at it.
I pulled one down, pulled an attic stair down the other day, and the lady just kind of stepped back and she goes, I never been up there.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, how long have you lived here? She's like, 3 years. And I'm like, oh, I said, we'll go up there and tell you what we find. I'll tell you what, we'll bring some pictures back. Well, we get up there and it's completely all blocked off. Ooh. So we got to go back today and take some stuff apart and go figure out why they don't have airflow issues.
So now is the time then to get that stuff
it
done
is.
Before
it's
the summer hits.
It's still cool enough to where we're able to get into the attics. I got a couple of big duct changes coming up, and we're trying to get those done in April here before it gets too hot. If you know you have a problem, call us now and let us at least assess it so we can figure out a game plan going forward. Our phone number is 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com on the web. You can schedule through our website and, you know, just reach out to Vanessa at the office and we'll talk to you about what you got going on and then figure out a game plan. And sometimes, I mean, if it's something minor, it's easy to take care of. Duct cleaning, minor duct repair, quick inspection, whatever. If it's major, you might want to know this so that you can budget for, you know, what you got going on.
Well, sure, and get on it now before the summertime hits.
Well, you know, I have people that, you know they have a problem brewing in the back of their mind. They're just busy, and it's so much fun to be in the springtime in Florida because there's so much going on.
No doubt.
Well, then that $685 power bill hits in July, and they're like, ah! It's like, oh, man, why didn't you call me in February? Golly,
exactly.
We're going to wait until October. Or, you know, the option is a heat surcharge, which, you know, we can get that done. We have to schedule that. That money goes to my guys who are working in the attic.
Got it. Yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean, I just want everybody to understand now's the time if you think you have an issue or you're not sure and you need some assistance, second opinion, backup, whatever. Somebody has scared you to death about mold or microbial growth. You know, call us up. We'll be happy to help you do an inspection. Get an idea of what's actually going on. We can get a quote, and then you can go forward from
okay,
there.
We're talking with Todd St. Ors with Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been in our community over 30 years, correct? And experts.
As an air care guy,
yes,
I've lived here 38 years.
Yes, so if you have any questions, now's the time to text them in. If you have a comment or a question or concern about your air care system, anything that you have some questions.
You're on it, yeah.
I was coming
so
up
I'm
with
training
the,
you up to be a billing scientist.
HVAC, yes.
So what does your hygrometer say over there?
Oh, my hygrometer. He gave me a hygrometer this morning. It says 51%.
Okay, so it's stabilizing.
In the studio.
Close.
Okay, very
so
cool.
So you must be putting out more hot air over there than I am, which is shocking.
No,
because
it's
not. This one says 46 over here.
No doubt I'm putting out some hot air. No doubt, Smart Alec. Okay, 850-437-1620. Any comments for our Smart Alec here? No, I'm just teasing. We go way back, as you can tell. 850-437-1620.
Yes,
so they will come out and do an assessment. Is there a fee for that, or is that something
no,
that you
we do?
No, we do
free estimates and inspections. You know, depending on how involved that gets, sometimes there's a service call. Like today, we're taking apart part of this lady's attic.
Ooh, that sounds like a big job.
Well, it's just to get access to. She's got all this airflow in one half of the house and not in the other. And I know it's something simple. I just can't see
common,
it because I
got to
take something apart in the attic. So
that's pretty common, isn't it? That
we see a lot of that, you know. And this month's newsletter is we're doing an airflow special. So if you've got a room that doesn't cool right or doesn't heat correctly. You know, our special is we can help you with an airflow analysis. It's discounted. And, you know, we'll bring out the flow hood and measure what's going on. If you don't test, it's just a guess. You know, so I've seen guys, you know, they lick their hand, put it up there.
Ooh.
You know, I had this building science rock star. Years ago, I met this guy, and he says, the secret is don't ever let a customer see you lick your hand. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
So, oh, no. Anyways, the scientific
version. We've stopped doing that altogether.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
You know, you pull out a flow hood, and, you know, I get to houses, and, you know, we pull out the flow hood and start measuring stuff, and people are like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's that thing?
Right.
And I said, it's called a bolometer, flow hood. I said, we're the third people out here, and you've not seen one of these yet? No wonder the problem is not diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll get the flow hood out and get hard numbers so we know exactly there's a 3-ton system in the house and there's only 2.5 tons of air coming out. Let's chase down that 0.5-ton airflow and get it to that part of the house that's not having proper airflow. Maybe it's duct leakage. God, there's been so many rodent issues this year.
Really? Why do you think that is?
I think that cold weather and that snow and all that drove them indoors.
Oh, of course.
And then they got in there like, oh, look at this.
Things
to
nice.
Eat. Place to burrow down. We're going to just trash this attic.
Yeah.
And we've seen it before. And with rodents, the rats, the squirrels, the hantavirus is bad news.
That's right.
You know, if you followed Gene Hackman's wife.
It was so sad.
They said she got that from contact with deer mice, which I don't think we have deer mice here, but the same situation can happen. You know, those droppings in the attic.
So it's where from the droppings?
It's from the droppings in the urine, and it's bad news. You know? And so, yeah, we have this one job where they're going to suck everything, the insulation, all that out of the attic. We're going to completely redo the duct system and then put it all back together.
Wow, because of the rodents?
Well, yeah, it's one of the worst ones we've seen in several years.
Well, and probably you wouldn't know.
Right.
I mean, there's really no way to. Are there any signs? Or
if you had a dog, you know, and he alerted like, mm-hmm. oh, and he's looking up. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw one recently. And she said, yeah, the dog's acting weird. And I sent Sam in the attic, and Sam's like, yeah, we know why. There's 3 traps up there with dead rats, and there's more activity going.
Right.
And, you know, so.
And squirrels, too,
yeah, squirrels
by the way,
because
I had squirrels in my old house.
And so if you have shrubs and trees and stuff that touch your house, it's easy for them to jump on and then find. If you can stick your thumb in a hole, a rat can flatten his jaw out and get his head through there and get in a hole that big.
He's holding up his thumb.
Right, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Theater of the mind here.
He's holding up his... That's small,
so it's
really.
It's a small hole, and you got to get those accesses because they're creatures of habit. So mm-hmm. they'll get in there, and they'll chew on that ductwork, and then, you know, you get to the height of summer, and it's like, why does this front half of the house not cool right? Well, the duck's been chewed on, or it's got holes in it, or it's separated, or, you know, there's something going on. And that's what we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care. We've been doing that for years. We're kind of in that niche where, you know, we do a lot of duck stuff to the nth degree that mm-hmm. other guys, they don't, you know, they'll do a change out and not even look in the attic.
Right. They're just going to do it.
Yeah. And then you've bought a $12,000 new air conditioner. It doesn't work like you thought it was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the duck system is not how it should be. You know,
right.
It's a mess.
Is there anything preventative that you can do too?
Well,
as you come into the season or the
summer
season?
You want to have inspections. The drain lines are dry right now. So, you know, as soon as the air conditioner comes on, that drain line's going to get wet. There might be some old dried up crusty stuff in there. So you want to put that vinegar down through the drain line and get that going. And just have somebody do a spring checkup, you know, on your system. Because we got 7 hard months coming of air conditioning season. And, you know, we all want to be comfortable. And the comfort issue is the air conditioner, when you're cooling, that's when it pulls the humidity and the moisture out. If you're not cooling, you're just subject to whatever the humidity is outside. So this week, we've had that cold, clammy feeling.
Yes.
So the humidity's elevated, and it's cool. So we don't need AC. It's just like cold and clammy. It's not crisp. It's not dry, cool air like what we would find in other climates. So... well, how do we address that? Well, supplemental dehumidification is the way we do it here. And then in the middle of summertime, when the air conditioner is doing most of the work, you put that dehu in there and it takes the load off the air conditioner and pulls all that moisture out, which makes it really comfortable. So if you have a high ground, if you don't have one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
They're a cheap little gadget you can find online or at the big box stores or whatever. You're looking for 50% and below for good comfort.
Okay.
And then the trouble spots are 60, 65% and above,
mm-hmm.
you're going down the mold road.
Okay.
You're going to get there because there's enough moisture or humidity in the air.
So you probably want to find a neutral place. You want to put it in your shower.
Yeah, don't put it in the bathroom.
After the hot shower.
Well, it'll go up and down.
Yeah, right,
you know,
exactly.
So,
okay.
And but the thing about a portable hygrometer is you can move it around. So you got a master suite, and then you've got a, you know, the kitchen and laundry, and, you know, you got different parts of the house, upstairs, downstairs. You can move that thing all around and kind of get an indication of what's going on with your humidity levels.
So then if you have you have the ability to add that dehumidifier to your whole system.
Right.
But if you have a smaller place, do the little portable ones work? Are they worth it?
They do. It depends on how open and uncompartmentalized your, you know, because if you got six small rooms, you're not going to get humidity or airflow out of every room. And then without a dedicated drain, you're emptying that.
Oh, I know.
Like
I've done that
nine
before.
Times a day because it collects a lot of humidity. And there are cheap ones that are not really functional, and then there are better ones. You have to look at the consumer. I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head on what the best standalone portable DU is. But if you get something that's at least 30 pints a day and higher, up to, you know, 50, 75 on some of those,
right?
And you have a place where you can dedicate the drain to go out, it will impact your comfort. Nothing works better than a whole house dehumidifier.
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't really think about that, but I suspect once you have, when you feel the difference, you don't even realize. It's like we talk a lot about how we're at a level of stress right now, and then when you finally go on vacation, you go, wow, I didn't realize I was that stressed out. So then when you get your house dehumidified, you don't even realize
I'm never living in another house in Florida without a whole house dehu, because I've had one at my house many years.
Right.
Probably 10 years, I don't know.
Yeah, so you're used to that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now I'm a humidity snob. I go to someone like, what the heck have you got going on in here? Like,
is this a sauna?
It's 58%. And they're thinking, oh, it feels pretty good in here. It's like, no. You should see it at 48%. Yeah. It's way better.
Yeah, so, and they're thinking it's better than outside, which is 99%.
Right,
so we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And he is an expert on HVAC systems, so you definitely want to give him...
Among other things, I've been told.
Well, yeah. And so if you have a question for him, now's the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. And Todd, if you would, somebody may have just joined us, give us your contact information. You've got a great website. You have a newsletter, and how people can get that newsletter, if they can call you, you know, all that kind of information.
GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. GulfCoastAirCare.com. And then a year ago, we moved our shop, and I think we're going to have a crawfish boil at the shop, but I haven't figured all that out yet. We're down at 2550 Gulf Breeze Parkway. So right after you come out of the National Seashore, before you get to Ville Venice, if you're familiar over there.
Yes.
If not, Google Map, Apple Map, whatever. We have a bigger warehouse there now. We have a lot better space, but we were 22 years in Gulf Breeze proper.
Right.
Our phone number has not changed, 850-934-2768. If you have a question or concern or something you don't want to have on the air or whatever, call us at the office. I'll be happy to talk to you or get information, you know, give your information to Vanessa and we can help you. I've had a couple of, it must be church week. We're getting close to Easter.
Yes, we are.
Two church inspections yesterday and another call for a place that we're going to look at today. And there's just a plethora of things that we can talk about and help you kind of get laser focused on what do I need to get comfortable, healthy, and energy efficient in my indoor space.
And actually being dehumidified increases your energy.
Well, you know, right now this is April, so we call this the shoulder season. Mm-hmm. So this is when we're doing air conditioner way up at the top. On the shoulders, it's warm or cool, but we don't have that demand for air conditioning. So a dehumidifier would just be running all the time, cooling or drying down the house. And the dehumidified air that comes out of the whole house dehumidifier, it's warmer. So it kind of kicks into warming up the house a little bit. And then the air conditioner will just offset that as we go farther into the season. But I have this old air conditioner at my house. I keep thinking I'm going to need to change it. But I've taken so much load off of that thing with the whole house dehumidifier, and I only have a 70-pint dehu at my house. We've been putting in a lot of 100-pint dehus from April Air, and God, they work so good. And it's just so, you know, my old air conditioner just perking along like, yeah, I got this.
So
I
it actually
no
helps
worries,
your
no
unit
problem.
To last
so, yeah,
longer.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, very interesting.
So, which at some point, you know, there's new refrigerant out there. There's new equipment out there, new energy efficiencies. So at some point, there's a point of diminishing returns, they say, where it's time to just change it because the old inefficient air conditioner, you know, is it's just time for it to go.
Right.
You know, like
right.
old appliances, old cars that are gas hogs and that sort of thing. But the dehue can extend that out a little bit or make it. It just makes it so much more comfortable.
So now's a good time to find out what shape your unit is in, whether you're getting the maximum benefit, if everything's working up to par, get the ducts checked, all of that good stuff.
The National Air Duct Cleaners Association meeting was last month up in Savannah, Georgia, and we talked about standards and certification and skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
And at Gulf Coast Air Care, over 30 years, we've developed, we have all of that. And that's what consumers and customers want. They want to know that I'm not just calling somebody on a bait and switch $99 air duct cleaning
right,
deal.
Right.
Because you can't buy a 2-carat diamond ring for $10. It's not happening.
That's right.
It's a cubic zirconium, yeah. which you might be fooling somebody,
mm-hmm.
but there ain't no comfort in wearing a cubic zirconium.
You're
going
to get busted eventually. No.
Right. And so, same thing with credibility and competence and experience in the field. My guys are. They are awesome. They do just such good. You know, look at our reviews online, Gulf Coast Air Care on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram. A shout out to my daughter, Bren, who's the social media manager. She's made us look good and
oh,
funny
yeah.
and
well, it's a great tool for a business,
kind of
no
so,
doubt about it.
Anyways.
If someone wants to get, I love your newsletter. So if someone wants to get your newsletter, and it's actually a little cute little newsletter.
Right, so we do it electronically mm-hmm. via email, or we can send it in a snail mail, and it's mm-hmm. got a little bit more shelf life on there. So I have a flashback. I see we have a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I have a flashback to March. You know, March is my favorite time for the funny bone because I have
yes.
the best material, the
yes.
stupid dad jokes. But I was up there, and I heard this one about, so what do you call a bulletproof Irishman?
Oh, gosh.
What do you call a bulletproof Irishman? I feel like...
I should know this, but...
I'm talking like the guy that owns the magazine downtown. Malcolm.
Oh, Malcolm,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking like Malcolm. Anyways, a bulletproof Irishman, Rick O'Shea.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God, we couldn't have timed that better. That's our outro music, as they say.
All right, call us at Gulf Coast Air
yes,
Care, 850-934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com. Let's go eat some crawfish, y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Todd St. Ord's, Gulf Coast Air Care. He's been in business a long time, good friend, known him for years. Definitely worth giving a call, find out where your unit's at. This is Pep Talk. Thanks again for being here, Todd. Yeah.